Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to get your gossip on and spill some tea. Are you ready?
Join in or listen to Celebrity Tea Talk.
The good, the bad, and the ugly of celebrity life around the world. Grab a cup of tea, turn up the volume, and get ready.
You are listening to Michelle Noel on CTT, Celebrity Tea Talk Radio. Let's get started. Who should we talk about today?
Hello, hello, guys. Welcome to my show. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Celebrity Talk. You know, guys, I'm sorry. How long have you lived here? Oh, my gosh. A while, boo. A while. So anyway, guys, welcome. Hope everything is going to get well for you guys. I am super excited to talk to you guys. Hey, Honey Pie Girl, what's going on? Nice breeze. Fly swat. Hitting those flies. So, guys, what is going on? I am excited to talk to you. There is so much. Entertain me. I'm here to entertain you. Awesome me. What's going on? So, guys, I have a lot to talk to you guys about. You know, so much has gone on this week in the celebrity world, and we have got to just, like, start hitting them one by one. JC, what's up, JC? What's up, JC? Dear Angel, how you doing? Tulip Bed, how are you? Oh, my gosh. Love it. You guys are joining me right now. Ooh, thank you for the hearts. I see those babies. So listen, guys, we've got to start. First thing we're going to start with is, I don't know who hasn't seen this picture, but let's be real. Kim Kardashian is doing the, oh my God, I have to be naked on Instagram again. So everybody was talking about this. There was even conversation going on with Wendy Williams this week. Seabound Rhino. Oh, thank you, Honey Pie Girl. Kisses. So guys, we're going to first talk about the whole Kim Kardashian pic. Okay, so obviously, if you haven't seen Kim's pic, it's on Instagram with her basically holding open this coat and you can see her boobs and she's got like some kind of a thing over her boob. Okay. And everybody's like making this big thing about it. Savage Clown, what's going on? So everybody on Blog Talk Radio, if you're joining our show, we are also streaming on Live Me and talking to everybody while we're on here. Yusoka, what's going? So guys, here's the thing. Like if you notice this week, when it came to Kim Kardashian, the whole like I'm naked on Instagram thing and the whole like I had my hair in braids. People are like, oh, I'm sorry, braids are not for you. You shouldn't be doing braids. Braids are not for you. Blah, 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 blah. You know, the whole thing with that is if we really look back on the whole Kardashian thing, Kim's done this like a million times. And this is also not the first time Kim has done the whole braid thing either. That's not new. Oh, one and two, love you. What's going on? So here's my take on this. This whole thing of her doing this whole, like, let's be naked on Instagram thing really coincides with the release of her perfume. Now, Karma, Pop-Tart, what's going on? Now, if you look at Kim's perfume, personally, I mean, it looks like it's marketed to a five-year-old. That's just my opinion. Like, it's like bae. It's in this little candy thing. I mean, I'm just like, flow on my shirt, what's going on? I'm just like, it looks like it's marketed to like middle schoolers. I mean, it's just like, you know, listen, us girls, when we do our perfume bottles, it's like glam looking. Like, we want the glam looking perfume bottle sitting on our counter. You know, like our makeup is kind of like it's kind of like our station. It's kind of like our symphony. It's our symphony, our makeup station. Like, we want it to look at us and go, oh my gosh. I mean, let's face it, you go into makeup stores and places, guys, girls, like if you're looking at some kind of a bottle of perfume, if you're looking at anything, it has that look of like elegance and class. And like, you know, you're paying more for probably the bottle than you are for the actual perfume. Entertain me. Yes, yes. But the thing is, her perfume, like even the whole, it's like bae and all this kind of, like, it looks like something you would think to a middle schooler. Like, it doesn't look like something that even is glamorous. You know, it looks kind of silly. So I think what's happening here, and then let's not forget about the whole thing with Rihanna. Like, right now, the thing came out that Rihanna supposedly has way surpassed the whole Kardashians and Kylies when it comes to the makeup thing. I honestly believe that. Any girl who has gone into a makeup counter, basically, like, everyone is surrounding the Fenty area. So my opinion is, I think this whole thing of like Kim being naked for the PR thing and naked on Instagram and the braid thing was all basically to try to boost sales of this 11-year-old marketed to perfume bottle. Now, if anyone's tried it, let me know. Personally, I just like, I don't know. It wouldn't match up what I already got on my makeup counter. My makeup stuff is glam, guys. I got glam stuff on my makeup counter. So it just wouldn't match up with me. Maybe it matches up with somebody else, but like, I wouldn't even like, maybe I'd spritz it in the store because I'm like, want to be like, okay, maybe I want to have a little smell. But I just can't imagine the smell in there being like, I kind of equate it to like something I would probably get in like one of my like cousins that are little, you know, kind of thing. Like, I just wouldn't see it as like something else. So I just thought it was kind of funny that like Kim was naked. Like, oh my gosh, naked again. Yeah. Okay. Kim's always naked. Let's be real. Okay. That's like nothing new. Hey, nice breeze. Hiya. ILM20875. What's going on? So I just want to get onto that one because I just thought that that was kind of hilarious that they made such a really big deal about the whole Kim naked again. Like, okay, we've seen it. We know what your body looks like. It's nothing new. And then the funny thing about this, guys, is that they had that she was doing a photo shoot on the beach. Now, understand, there was no photo shoot for like an endorsement product or anything like that. This was just pictures that she wanted to basically able to do to put onto Instagram. These weren't like, so really to me, it's not like really a photo shoot. It's like photos for Instagram. So I don't know. Let's see how the sales really go. You know, to me, Fenty is like, I don't know if you guys knew this, but there was actually a bidding war between all the major store carriers like Ulta and Sephora to actually get Fenty. Like, there was actually a bidding war. They were fighting it out because they already knew how good it was because they had already tested the product. So to me, Kim doing all that kind of stuff, like in reality, being her product's not in stores, it's not really already available for everybody to get, I'm not that impressed with it. I'm much more impressed when I can see a celebrity product is actually in a store and then you can really record the sales. Like, she supposedly said like Kylie's lip kit sold 420 million. I doubt it because the numbers are coming from like a privately held company and not coming from, thank you for the hearts, boo, and not coming from like a major, like Sephora has to report their numbers. You know what I'm saying? Like, Sephora has shareholders, they're a public company. Like, the Kardashians have to really report. They could basically say like, we made $1 billion. And it's like, okay, we made $1 billion. Like, who's going to back up that number? There's nobody to be like, yeah, that's the number. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the love. So Kim being naked again, I'm like, dude, just sell it. Here's the thing, Kim. Here's a piece of advice. Instead of being naked, put out a product that people could actually want. Because that would be more desirable than just saying, I'm naked for my perfume. Like, and, you know, and design your bottle better, sweetie. I mean, get rid of that bay bottle. That's like, I mean, that's not what, I ain't going to add that to my list of my glam stuff. You girls know, we spend a lot of money on makeup, okay? We spend a lot of money on trying to look good. So we also want the products that we have there to look good too as well. So packaging, not crazy about. So I would say to Kim, fix that. So let's go on to another subject on here. Anybody watch the Grammys? I didn't. But you know what? You really don't have to watch the Grammys necessarily. You can actually pretty much go onto Twitter and you'll find out everything about the Grammys just by reading all the tweets. So, hey, Yellow Menace, what's going on? So I went ahead and looked, and if you noticed on Twitter, Grammys So Male was trending. And what a lot of people said was there was a lot of female artists nominated, but female artists weren't winning. Okay, that was an issue. So let me give you a little bit of background on that whole thing with the Grammys, guys. So with the Grammys are really based on sales and then they're based on votes. So there's voting that goes on. So all the Grammy people get to send in their votes. So if you join the Grammy and you're a member of the Grammy, you get to vote and your vote counts. But the ability to get onto the Grammys as a nomination is also based on sales of your music. So the executive of the Grammys went back. Hey, Oodles. The executive of the Grammys came back and said, hey, girls, if you want to get more things, then you need to step up. Okay. Here's my answer on the whole step up thing. First of all, here's the issue here. When it comes to the Grammys and it comes to music in general, okay, female artists are not promoted the same way male artists are. It's just a fact. It's like just how it is. Like if they have a choice between putting out a boy band and a female singer, they're going to jump on the boy band before they're going to jump on the female singer. And here's why. Because the attitude of the industry is girls don't sell tickets. Girls don't support the same way a bunch of screaming 14-year-old girls will support a bunch of five cute-looking guys. Even if the cute guys couldn't sing, they'd support them. So the thing is, by saying that, by the Grammy come back and saying step up, my answer to that is women would step up more if you would promote more women in the industry. That's how I look at it. You know, if you want, you know, if you count and think about all the boy, big people, look on the artists and see, look on the labels and see, they have tons of boy artists and then they'll have a smaller amount of girl artists that are promoted. So to me, it's like the whole step up thing sounds great, but if you really want girl artists to step up, A Wrinkle in Time, what's going on? We're talking about the Grammys right now, guys, the whole Grammys So Male that was trending. To me, if you want female artists to step up, then you have to support female artists and promote them more. For, you know, for every One Direction with five guys, there should be, like, you know, we have Little Mix and we have Fifth Harmony, but really, how many more do we have besides that? When you've got tons of other boy bands, you've got the Vamps, you've got 5 Seconds of Summer, you've got Pretty Much, you've got Why Don't We? There's tons of boy bands being promoted, but let's think about even girl artists. How many girl bands or girl groups are being promoted? So, you know, him saying step up is just being an ignorant idiot. That's just my opinion to him. So he's just he is wrong in whole his perception. To me, the step up should be we need to teach young women to support more young female artists. And that, my friend, I think comes from the parents. You know, it's great to have your, I get it, you know, you're a 13-year-old hormonal girl and you're like screaming at the cute boy band, but you know what? If at the same time you're having your screaming fangirling going on for a bunch of boys, you should find a female artist to say, if you're going to put as much support behind these guys, you've got to put support behind a girl too as well. And if we did that, then more girls would, it would show that there is support for girls in the industry and it would create more support. Also, here's the other thing which irks me is that, you know, women in music, I feel like, you know, we have so many powerhouses women right now. We have Taylor Swift, we have Beyonce, we have Selena Gomez. We have a lot of other female artists also that are coming up. Sai's been around for a long time. We have a lot of, but here's the thing. How many labels are owned by women? Okay? So I'm not trying to be like a feminist or anything like that, but the thing is, if the Grammys want people to step up in the industry, we need more female-owned labels. And we also need more of the females that are out there promoting other females. Like, for instance, where did The Weeknd come from? The Weeknd came from Drake. Why? Because Drake signed The Weeknd and promoted The Weeknd. Well, then you ask, like, Selena Gomez, who'd you sign? Taylor Swift, who are you promoting? Helping to move up the charts? Who are you mentoring? So Beyonce, same thing. Who are you mentoring? Like, we need to have more female artists take other people, other females underneath their wing and mentor them. And if we did that, then we would step up in the music industry and it would make a difference. But so long as we continue to have the male-dominated side of music promotion and the male-dominated side of not having any art, thank you for the hearts, boo, then you're not going to change the cycle of anything. Like, you're not going to change things. So we need Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez. We need them to band together and create a female label that supports and promotes other female artists and mentor them. Because the guys are doing it, putting people underneath his wing, Kanye, everyone else, all the guys stick together. So we need to tell the girls, hey, you girls need to stop, you know, enough of like Taylor, you know, having a fight with Kim. Cut the crap, okay? We're not mean girls anymore. We need support. So we need to start supporting each other in the industry. And then the whole Grammy's So Male thing will be like, oh, Grammy's all female. We got to start doing that. Thank you for the love, guys. So that's my opinion on the whole Grammy thing. I just think, you know, you want stuff to happen, you got to have the big people step up and do something and make something happen because, you know, it's just how things work. It's just how things work. Okay, so Kathy Griffith, remember her with the headless Donald Trump? Remember, she cut the head, dropped Trump. Is Donald Trump headless? You know. So remember, she did that, guys. Okay, so she now comes out and says, "Well, when this happened to me, I went to Kris Jenner and said to Kris Jenner, can you help me?" So really, like, here's the thing with that. You screwed up. You really screwed up. Like, I get, we all have an opinion when it comes to politics. I'm not going to tell you mine, but we all have an opinion in politics. The thing is, you can't go to the part where it's violence. Like, you can't promote violence in your political statement, because that just gives a whole other set of issues of saying that, you know, of promoting a violent thing. So, Kathy Griffin, good luck in coming back from that one, because I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. And I really don't know what Kris Jenner can even do for you, okay? Because she can't even stop her kids from being naked, okay? So I don't know what exactly she's going to be able to do for you to help you out. So that's kind of interesting. Sad note tonight, guys, with the NBA player. I don't know if you saw that. The NBA player, unfortunately, his wife and him, they had a terrible accident. It's Rajul Butler. 38, wife 31. They died in a car accident in California. Guys, let me tell you something about California. You cannot speed there, okay? It's not like New York City or Chicago or Miami, where the roads are pretty straight. Those roads are pretty winding there, and they're not very well lit up, and they're kind of crappy. It's not a place to speed, and it's really sad that this is not the first celebrity or sports person that's had this situation happen. Pretty sad that it happened. Hearts out to the family. Sad. He was last seen actually in the Chloe and Lamar episode, so he's obviously a celebrity type Hollywood person, and very sad to see that happened. And of course, he leaves behind a daughter. But yeah, God, here's my attitude on that. Hey, Scooter, my attitude on that is not worth speeding, guys. Arrive alive, okay? Trust me, I checked the GPS. Even if you speed, it doesn't take off the time. You maybe save 2 to 5 minutes. Guess what? I rather live longer. Hey, Kobe Mays, how you doing? Hey, Kobe Mays. I'd rather live longer. Oh, it's good. Thank you for the likes. I'd rather live longer, guys. Trust me. You are not saving time in a G. I don't care if you're driving down the road at 400 miles an hour. Trust me. You're not saving as much time as you think you are, and you're risking your life. So don't do it. Hi, Boo. How you doing, Scooter? What's going on? So yeah, very sad to see that in the thing. Very sad to hear that. Okay, so one of the other things I wanted to hit was, so Jay-Z, oh, thank you, Scooter. Jay-Z is going to be opening up a bunch of restaurants. He's getting to the restaurant business. This is what I'm talking about. Like, Jay-Z's getting the restaurant business. Beyonce, should be Beyonce and Jay-Z getting into the restaurant business. Okay, but Jay-Z's getting into the restaurant. So I guess now they're thinking he's like a foodie guy, I guess. We're trying to think that he does foodie. So now he's getting into the business of basically opening up a restaurant. They haven't given too much details on where the restaurant locations are going to be, but apparently he's put in for the trademark. Thank you for the hearts. Apparently he's gone ahead and put ahead for the trademarking on it, on the name, which I had it someplace here, but I've got to figure out where I put it. But yeah, but apparently he's getting into the restaurant business. So it'll be kind of interesting to see what that is. Where have I been busy? I've missed you too. You know what, guys? I have been so busy. You guys know that the show is promoted by LexiNoelBeauty.com. I've been so busy working on, it's been a busy week of orders and things that have come in. So I apologize for not being on here, guys, for you. Sometimes, you know how it is, guys, work can get hectic and can get crazy. And, you know, you got to be happy when those orders come in, because it's a good thing. I was busy this week basically doing that. I know. I'm sorry. I missed you guys too. I missed you too, Scooter. I'm sorry I haven't been around, but I'll be back more. Things have calmed down, and hopefully it'll be this way for a while. It'll be pretty cool. Jamie Durant. I don't know. Jamie Domain is the guy who did the 50 Shades of Grey, guys. Okay. So he came out and made a statement that his wife hasn't seen. Oh, thank you for the hearts, Boo. His wife has not seen him in the movies, in the series of 50 Shades of Grey, which I think there's like another one coming out on the 14th, I think. So I'm kind of laughing about that, because, you know, I'm thinking to myself, would he really want his wife to see him in 50 Shades of Grey? I mean, I don't know if I would want my husband to see me in 50 Shades of Grey if I was married and doing that. Like, I don't think I would want my husband to see me that. So I just thought that was kind of funny that he was saying that, but I was just like, really? 500 likes? Thank you. So thank you, OG Tupac, for joining. But yeah, I just thought that was kind of funny because I was like, he's like, oh, well, my wife hasn't seen me in any of those. And I'm just like, dude, you probably do not want your wife to see you in any of those. It's probably better she doesn't see you in the series. Especially knowing because she's going to be like, oh, really? So what happened on set? Like what was going on? What happened? So probably better that she doesn't see what's happening to you on there. I think that's probably a good thing. So this week, also Scott Baio, had a bit of an issue. Apparently one of the girls who co-starred with him, thank you for the hearts guys, who co-starred with him on Charles in Charge, came out and made an allegation of that kind of Me Too situation, allegation of sexual issues with her. I'm not sure if whether supposedly might have been like a rape or something like that. And he went on and emphatically died, hey, amen. He went on and said basically like, I never did that. That did not happen. And she's saying it did. He's saying it didn't. Thank you for following the broadcast. And the thing is, I'm not really sure how to take that. And here's the thing. I'm not saying he's lying or she's lying, but she was a minor on the set. Oh, follow. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Cher. Thank you. Thank you, Scooter. I love it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And the thing is, like, the way it works on a set, guys, okay, especially like a production like Charles in Charge, it's like it's a SAG production, okay? So when it's a SAG production, there's rules, and they're very strict rules that you have to follow doing these productions, okay, for SAG. One of the things is a minor cannot be left alone on set without a guardian or a parent. So when she first came out with the allegations, she originally said that it was happening on the set. And then she changed her mind and said it happened at his house. Now, the thing with that, I have an issue with that, is the first time she said that it happened on the set. And I was like, I find it hard to believe that it happened on the set because on the set, like there has to be someone there with her all the time. It's part of SAG. It's part of the requirements. You just can't be left alone on a set. So I thought that was kind of strange that she said that. And then she went back and said, no, this happened in my garage. So at this point, I don't really know who to believe on it. And it makes me a little doubtful on her because she changed her mind and said it in a different place. Once I think she realized saying it happened on the set was really didn't make sense because of the fact that like you have to have a parent or guardian on when you're a minor. So the fact that she retracted her statement and now said it happened someplace else, I don't know. You know, situations like this, with only one person coming to say this, I don't know. It's kind of like a he said scenario. I notice it's kind of gone away. And then he said that he talked to her. Oh, my gosh, thank you for the like, Scooter. And he said that he spoke to her prior to her releasing the story and basically said to her, like, why are you releasing the story? Because it's not true. So it's just kind of a weird he said, she said scenario. Hey, Slove, what's going on? What's going on? Welcome. So it's kind of a weird he said, she said scenario with Scott Baio. So we'll have to see how that actually, the outcome of that actually is. But very, very strange. Very, very strange. Very strange situation on that. So Paris Hilton decided this week to, I don't know if you guys do, but Kim Kardashian used to be an assistant of Paris Hilton. So Paris Hilton went ahead and copied Kim Kardashian's look. That was not hot. I mean, I know she's like, I think she's trying to come back again into like the limelight again because I know she's been doing a lot of stuff. But I was like, the look was not. You know how she would be like, remember she always used to say like, that's hot. I was like, that's not so hot. So yeah, I was just like, you know, kind of be yourself. Like, why are you copying someone else to get attention when you actually had your own kind of look and vibe? Like, I think she should just work with her own look and vibe and not try to copy someone else to basically get attention from. So I was like, I'm not really feeling that too much. And then Miley Cyrus, I don't even know what to say about that one. Miley Cyrus decided to release a image of herself and they called it raunchy. First of all, if we all remember Miley Cyrus at the awards show, that was raunchy. The picture that she released now is tame. Okay. compared to that, like, it's tame. Hey, thank you, William. What's going on? What's going on? So, yeah, so I was just kind of like, you know, I was just like, how do you even say that this picture is, like, raunchy? I was like, this is Miley Cyrus. She's got her clothes all on. That's pretty tame, okay? If she was standing there naked like Kim, then I'd say maybe it might be raunchy. But I think the definition of raunchy was just not really the right definition to use when it came to Miley Cyrus's clothing. I didn't think it was that terrible or that awful. Hey, beautiful, what's going on? Thank you for joining. We are talking some celebrity gossip today that's going on this week. All the interesting, fun stuff that we've seen and what's been happening. And we're just like, sometimes with the celebrities, you're just trying to figure out, like, who came up with some of this stuff? Like, where did you guys come up with these things? It's kind of like absolutely crazy and everything. I say, guys, we give some hearts. Hey, Unmatched Swagger, what's going on? Hey, did you get the popcorn? Okay, if you guys don't know, Unmatched Swagger and I were having this conversation about the popcorn. Okay, so I want to find out if you got the popcorn. If you ever have a chance to, guys, get Garrett's popcorn. Amazing popcorn. It is like the best you ever had. Trust me, I'm not like even joking around about it. I'm actually talking the truth about it. It's absolutely amazing. So supposedly right now, guys, fans are going wild because supposedly there's something on Kylie Cosmetics, I guess, that's saying, you know, you can't really believe stuff that come out from the Kardashians because they're always saying something. Now they're saying supposedly that Kylie knows it's a girl that's coming out, you know. I can't even deal with all this stuff. I just think this is just like, I almost wondered if she'd get pregnant for the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, did you get pregnant for the show? Because it's kind of ridiculous. I feel like you actually got pregnant for the show. I don't really get the whole thing with that. I think you actually did that for the show, basically, not for anything, not for any other reason. It kind of is just a little bit strange. I'm Matt Swagger. How's everything going? Thank you, everybody, for joining us on Celebrity Tea Talk. I'm sorry I don't have any music playing, guys, but I'm actually doing a live broadcast today. All the UFO talk. I don't know, guys. You know, here's the thing. You know, it's kind of funny with the UFO talk. I think, I personally think that there's probably some truth to some of this. And I'll tell you, this is my thing is, you guys remember when you watch like Independence Day? If you guys ever watch Independence Day? Okay. So Independence Day 1, Independence Day 2, there was a situation where they said we had so much technological advances that happened just by having the whole like aliens come into our, you know, into our society, right? I think last, I would say, 19 years, we have had tremendous technology advance, right? Like the last 15 years have been insane technology advance. Like, let's think about the fact that, like, let's go back to like your grandparents and stuff, right, guys? Okay. So let's go back to your grandparents. So when your grandparents, they went from basically like, the film, like black and white film that was silent. And then it took a long time to go and radio. Then it took a long time to go from that to like television. Then television was like bulky and black and white. It had like then it took a long time to go from that to like color TVs. Then it took a long time to go from like color TVs. Then you had like, you had tape, you had music that was on albums. Then you went from albums, you had tapes, and then tapes had these big, fat, huge, like, cassettes. I think they were called like 8-tracks. So like it took a long time between all of that. Now, if you look over the last 15 years and you look at like our computers, our phones, our internet, if you look at all the technological advances we have, they have been crazy over the last 15 years. I just got a question, Dark Dimension, thank you for joining, about UFO talk. So the question is, like, where did all these, in the last 15 years, why are we so like crazy? I think about it, guys, we had the electric cars. I mean, we have all kinds of stuff that's just moving so quickly. Then self-driven cars, like we're literally moving at the speed of light with technological advances. Like if you think about what your phone was like 3 years ago and what your phone is like today, it's completely different. Okay. If you think about apps, if you think about, desktops versus laptops versus, you know, now I have like I have an iPad, and the iPad basically is like a walking computer. It has everything you need on it. Then there's accessories to make it more like a computer, make it more like a laptop. So I think there is something to the technological advances. Also, personally, I just can't really buy into the whole gig that, like, we're the only people around in the universe. Like, really? I don't know. You know, it's just kind of like, I find it just a little weird to me that we're the only people in the universe. Like, I mean, like, all this time and, like, nobody like, knocking on the door going, hey, what's up? Like, how you doing? I mean, come on. Like, there's no, like, we're the only people out there. So, yeah, to the UFO talk thing, think when you look at technology, look at advances, there's something pushing that. And let me give you a cool thing, guys. So I'm from Canada. Okay, I'm Canadian. So in this country, I have not become a citizen yet, but I have a resident alien card. So I went to go to get my TSA number. Okay, so I had to bring my resident alien card with me. By the way, alien. Okay, so I bring my card with me. All right. So when I brought the card to me, now this card was issued, I mean, late 80s, I got this card, okay? So when I got this card, okay, the person who was doing the TSA said to me, hey, pretty fly white guy. So the TSA agent said to me, give me your resident card. I need to read the chip in there. And I was like, chip? I was like, wait, this thing is like from the 80s. Like, what are you talking about? She goes, no, watch this. Now, guys, if you look at my resident card and you look at, you feel it, you can't even feel there's a chip in there. You can't even see it or feel that there is an electronic chip in there. This is the 80s, guys, okay? This is from the 80s, okay? They took the chip, they took the card, stuck it into the machine, and all this data from all the places I have ever traveled came up off the card. So, you guys, everybody's making a big deal about how we have chips now and cards. People, they had those chips that gave out all that information back in the 80s. And maybe even earlier than that. Who knows? I don't even know. Maybe it was even earlier than that. So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if there's some kind of thing about this whole, like, UFO thing. But then, you know, let's be real. It's the government. They wouldn't tell us anything anyway, okay? If there's anything going on, they wouldn't tell us. Thank you for the hearts, guys. We have to figure that stuff out for ourselves. Or basically, the aliens would have to be like, hey, we're here. But yeah, they wouldn't tell us anything anyway. No one's going to tell you stuff. People don't tell you anything. You're pretty much on your own with all this. So I can't say that I'm incredibly surprised about it. If there was any aliens, yeah, that's probably a good possibility. It would not surprise me. It would absolutely not surprise me at all. But we'll see. We'll find out, guys. We'll find out. One day it will happen. One day it will definitely happen, and then we'll just have to kind of take it from there and see what the situation is. But yeah, I just thought that was kind of interesting. So, it's kind of interesting on this. So, Mel Gibson, I guess, is getting ready to do a sequel to The Passion of the Christ. I'm just kind of scratching my head on this, guys, because I'm trying to figure out how do you do a sequel to that? I'm like, it's kind of like a final cut, you know? So, yeah, so apparently there is detail that there's going to actually one called The Passion that's going to be coming out. That's going to be, I guess it's part of the resurrection. I'm not really sure how that's going to work, but I thought that was kind of interesting that they were asking that he's going to actually do a sequel to this. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Mel Gibson, I guess, is getting back into the whole thing. I really hope he gets himself under control with all that drinking, because that's really kind of crappy too. Hey, Mr. Rahul Raja, how are you? Frida Nip. Oh, wow. You're one of those like Frida. Okay. Totally get that. I totally get that name. It's just, we'll see. It'll be interesting. We'll have to see how he's going to actually do that. Thank you for the love, guys. Thank you for the love. Thank you. I'm just not sure how they're going to do a second one on the resurrection thing, but we'll see how it works out. We'll see exactly how that works out. That should be really, 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 really interesting. I don't know. I'm not like thinking about how that's going to work out with a sequel to that show. That'll be kind of fascinating about how they're actually going to go ahead and get that done. But we'll see, guys. We'll see how it is. So Lorde today, the singer Lorde, you know, 5,000 likes. Love you guys. Love you guys. But yeah, so Lorde, the singer, I don't know if you know this, but at the Grammys, she was kind of dissed. Like, she was supposed to perform, and they didn't let her perform, which I don't really understand why. If she was nominated, she should have been allowed to perform. So she actually took out a full-page ad thanking her friends and basically being to the Grammys like, you know, whatever. So, yeah, I thought that was kind of nice that she went ahead and did that. That was pretty cool that she said that she was going to that she went ahead and did that. So the I don't know. Remember, you guys remember with Taylor Swift that there was a DJ that was found guilty of groping her? So the DJ now just got a bomb threat from one of Taylor Swift's fans. Oh, my God. Okay. That is a serious fandom, okay? When your fandom is willing to throw a bomb threat, that is a serious fandom. Like, they are not fooling around. They say that they're actually going to – I don't know. If I was him, maybe I would just change my DJ name to something else so that people didn't know who I was or where I was. Thank you, Scooter. Love it, love it, love it. Thank you. I think if I were him, I would just change my name to some other kind of DJ name. Maybe even change your radio station so nobody knows where you are. And maybe get a new hairstyle or something. You know, get a new look so that people don't see you with that whole thing. Cause that's kind of crazy to me that he actually got a bomb threat. Like, dude, talk about some seriously loyal fans. Okay. Seriously loyal fans who are sitting here going like, we're going to actually come after you. Oh my gosh. That is absolutely insane. So Meghan Markle, I guess she's getting ready to do her marrying to the prince. But a lot of people are very excited because they said she brings a whole new she modernizes the monarchy now of England, being able to have someone who is racially mixed with now the royal family. That's going to now move the royal family on to even more modern everything. Thank you, Scooter. You're awesome. You're awesome. But yeah, so I thought, you know what, when you look at it from that perspective, I think that's pretty cool. I think she's going to do a really good job. And I think she also has a very tough exterior to her, I think. So I think she's the kind of person that can handle any kind of issues that anyone throws at her, being someone who's not from within the royal family and not within that whole royal group. I think she'll also bring a fresh look to everything, which I think is absolutely great. I think that's absolutely terrific that she'll do that. So Drew Carey got engaged this week to the family therapist, Amy Harwick. Remember Drew Carey? He does, I think, The Price is Right or something like that. And he got like super thin, I think. He lost weight and stuff like that. So people didn't even recognize him. So he actually just got engaged this week. That is so cute. They have a cute little engagement picture of them. They look so cute together. So yeah. That was kind of sweet that they had that going on. So yeah, basically, we'll see how that works out for them. Hopefully it will work out pretty good and they'll actually be able to, it'll work out awesome for them. So how are you guys doing out there? Thank you for everybody joining me on Live Me. You guys are amazing. And thank you for everybody joining us on Blog Talk Radio. I love broadcasting to you guys. So much fun. And I think we're also going to start taking some phone calls from you guys. I haven't done that yet. I think we're going to do that too. We're going to do some phone calls for you guys also. So while we broadcast, we'll be able to have a chance to talk to you guys on air. And I want to get some of your opinions on some of the stuff we talk about on here. It'll be kind of fun to hear what you guys have to say and what do you think about some of the situations going on. For everybody out there if you are not feeling well, I'm just going to throw this out there. It's not really part of the celebrity thing, but if you are not feeling well out there, please go see a doctor. The flu thing is terrible. We had someone die here in Georgia this week, I think a 15-year-old. There's now a girl who's 4 years old in New Jersey. She just died from the flu. So please, if you're not feeling well, if you're home and in 24, 48 hours, you are not feeling better, you're feeling worse, please, you know, go seek some medical help. Like, don't sit there and think, you know, two Tylenols and some nasal spray is going to make you feel better. Hey, Monzer, thank you for following the broadcast. Mwah. Yeah, if you're not feeling well, guys, and you got this stuff going on, don't fool around with this flu season. It is nasty. And a lot of people, I think, are just not taking it serious and are just thinking they can just cure themselves at home. But honestly, 24, 48 hours later, you are not feeling good, run to the doctor. It's just, this is not a time to take your life into your hands and think that you can just cure stuff on our own. We'd love to think we can, but sometimes you can't do that. Sometimes you can't. Wow. So very kind of interesting stuff. So guys, just to let you know, some of the celebrity things going on right now, that right now in Italy, if you want to, you can buy a home now in an Italian village for $1.30. I'm not kidding you guys. This is a story right now that they have going on, that in the Sardinian region, they're selling 200 houses in a bid to stop it from turning into a ghost town. So it's kind of funny that you would think in Italy, like, who would have that problem? But if you're looking to have that Italian getaway, that Italian village, we can go and have some spaghetti and some Italian bread and have some fun. Well, they're selling them for $1.30, $1.30, and you got a place in Italy to live in. It's kind of creepy though, because the rest of the town may be empty. So I don't know how much you would actually like that. But yeah, for $1.30, you can live in Italy and have the most amazing time, I guess. I don't really know. It's kind of creepy to me. It's like you wonder, why is everybody running away from the town? Is it like ghosts? It's like, wait, why are people not wanting to be in the town? Tian Ha Kong, what's going? Tian Ha Kong, how are you? So yeah, I just thought, so basically, you can end up living in Italy for $1.30, babe. $1.30, and you can rock the Italy life. So did you guys tune into the State of the Union address yesterday? I saw part of it. I didn't see all of it. And I try not to be political on here, guys. But people were actually saying that they were pretty happy with what the president had to say. So, I mean, that's a pretty good thing. I mean, I would say definitely things are looking good in our economy right now. America is looking pretty good in the economy right now. Jobs are good. People are starting to see more opportunities. So I think things are pretty good. I didn't get to see all of it, but if you guys saw it, let me know what you think, what you thought about it, if you thought it was good, bad, if you were unhappy with it. You know, just let me know what you guys actually thought about it. But yeah, they were talking about basically most people here in America thought it was pretty good. They were actually very, very, very happy about it. So, you know, a few of the people that normally do it were actually kind of difficult, but that's understanding. You're always going to have someone who's not going to be happy regardless of what the president may have to say. But, you know, hey, if things are looking up, then that's what is best, is that things are looking up. That's what we want to hear. We want to hear that things are actually being pretty good here and that we're doing all right. So, you guys, Zac Efron is playing the part of another Ted Bundy movie is coming out. I mean, I don't know what it is with the serial killer movies. I don't understand that. Thank you, everybody, on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. Great appreciation. Make sure that you follow us on Blog Talk Radio so you can keep up with all the broadcasts. And you're welcome to share and enjoy the broadcast. Thank you again for joining us so much on Celebrity Tea Talk. Love it. We'll be back again tomorrow, so make sure you go ahead and tune in. And we will talk to you again soon. Have a great day. Okay, guys, I'm going to continue talking to you guys basically on here. So I'm going to keep speaking to you guys on here too. That was so much fun. I love broadcasting. I love broadcasting. So much fun. So yeah, Zac Efron is going to be doing another Ted Bundy movie. Now, if you guys don't know about Ted Bundy, he was this crazy serial killer who basically, he looked like the guy next door. Like, he would look like the guy that you would be like, oh my God, he was so nice, took out my trash for me, and he did all this stuff for me. Thank you for joining. So nobody ever thought he was like basically a crazy human being. Like, he was the kind of guy who would get like a fake cast and like put it on his leg and then have like crutches and be like, hey, can you help me? Can you help me with my books? He actually go to colleges and do this to get his like victims. So the big thing was in Florida, he went to this like a fraternity house kind of, but like where a bunch of like people who were in sororities and fraternities were staying, and he actually killed a bunch of people in there. So Zac Efron is actually going to be doing a movie where he is actually playing Ted Bundy. And they said basically he was captured in Florida in 1978, Ted Bundy, and executed in 1989 for basically assaulting and murdering these people. So Zac Efron is doing the story, and I guess he's telling it from the perspective that this guy, Ted Bundy, actually had a girlfriend. Like, didn't she notice something was kind of wrong with this guy, Ted Bundy? Like, I mean, didn't Ted Bundy's girlfriend be like, something's wrong with you? I don't even understand how that happened. Yeah, you remember that scooter? Yeah, that was kind of a crazy thing. So so he's going ahead and he is actually portraying this, but and believe it or not, the girlfriend actually refused to believe, even with all the forensic evidence, even with all the DNA, and they've gone back and tested and be like, yeah, he definitely did it. She refused to believe that he actually did this. So this guy must have been a real like psychopath. Hey LM, how you doing? LMCA5E. Thank you for joining. So he must have really been an absolute crazy person to be able to fool this girl into actually thinking that. Yeah, exactly, Malika. Back then, you know, you committed a crime, really. It was, unless someone really saw you do it, like, how do they know you actually did it? Like, think about today. Like, today, first of all, I'm a big Law and Order buff. Just want you guys to know that. I love it. Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say, Malik. There is surveillance everywhere. Like, think about this. Like, if you walk on one block, especially a commercial block, okay, you will have the convenience store has a camera. The ATM in front of the bank has a camera. The buildings have cameras on top surveying so you can't get away with stuff today like you used to. Then, of course, there's forensic evidence. And they, like, now they've got it down to the point where they can pinpoint things. I mean, I just look at people like, we had a crime here in Georgia where this happened a couple of years ago, where this guy went ahead and he was having, I don't know if he was actually having a physical affair or it was a mental affair, but he was having something with this woman who was married to this guy who was a really nice guy. I mean, he was taking his kid to school, and the guy, supposed boyfriend, murdered the guy. And he put on a disguise and he sped away in the car. But guys, he rented the car. Like, dude, you have to give your driver's license to rent the car, okay? So, like, how did you think you were actually going to get away with this, okay? Then the school has cameras, okay? So the school cameras caught the car. Right, exactly. You're laughing. But it's true. I'm just like, okay, dude, so you had a disguise on and you thought no one was going to know, but you rented the car. Like, you have to give your driver's license and your information to get the car. So I'm just like, guys, like, no offense. When I hear someone commit a crime, I just look at them and I'm like, you are literally the dumbest idiot ever. Like, I'm sorry, because you're not going to get away with this, okay? There's too much out there to be able to find it. The only one that unfortunately was, I think was a very sad situation to get, it was that other mom. I'm trying to remember her name right now, the mom who got away. Like, the daughter was found a few days. Casey, whatever her name was, Casey Anderson or something, Casey something. She, unfortunately, I think she got away with basically whatever happened to the daughter, because by the time they found where the daughter was and everything, there was like 10,000 likes. Thank you guys. By the time they found the daughter, there wasn't time to be able to do anything, which was really kind of a sad situation. But really today I'm just like, guys, come on. Like, if you commit a crime, they're going to catch your ass. Okay. You're not going to get away with it, because there's too much surveillance and too much stuff. So going back to the Ted Bundy thing, Zac Efron is now doing this movie, this remake. I don't think they've said if it's going to be an actual movie theater thing or if it's actually going to be like a televised thing. But they just did filming on it, and basically they haven't said how they're going to release it. I'm thinking it's probably going to be something that's going to be on television. I don't think it'll probably be in the movies. But yeah, so Zac Efron is playing this this crazy person, but I'm like, no, guys, like, there's no way that's you're going to get away with anything that's happening, crazy stuff that's like that. It's just not going to happen here. You're going to get caught, absolutely. So interesting enough, I can't even believe, guys, can you believe, I can't believe I'm going to tell you guys this, because this just seems hard to me, but you can believe that Ellen DeGeneres is 60. I mean, I can't believe she's actually 60 years old, Ellen DeGeneres. I can't believe, I didn't even think she was that old yet. So, yeah, she's 60 years old. And she has some kind of, her wife or whatever is, had they have like a birthday wish or something like that. But it's hard to believe that Ellen is 60. I'm like, oh my gosh, when did that happen? So yeah, so Ellen DeGeneres is 60 years old. She's a powerhouse, I want to let you guys know, in Los Angeles. She is a powerhouse in the industry out there. She's got a lot of clout and a lot of stuff that she does on behind the scenes. So very, very cool, very crazy, but like, wow. So this week, guys, hey, thank you for all the viewers. So thank you, LMES85, for joining. So this week, guys, you saw that guy from Glee, he killed himself. Did you guys know that? Oh, my God. Thank you, Scooter. The guy from Glee killed himself this week. Mark Salinger, he was in Glee. He played one of the characters, but he got in trouble for child pornography. Ugh, creepy. So he actually killed himself at a baseball field. I was like, dude, first of all, like, you kill yourself in a baseball field. Like, have you not learned anything? Like, kids go and play at the baseball field. What do you want, a kid to find your body? Like, I mean, it's horrible that he killed himself. No one should have to kill themselves. But I'm just like, you know, why would you do it in a baseball field where you know kids are? He still couldn't give up on that. He still couldn't give up on whatever was going on inside of him. So, yeah, that was kind of sad to see that situation happen. No one should kill themselves. But in reality, dude, like, you were even in the end, you were kind of selfish, I guess is the word to say. You're just like wrong. I'm sorry, but you were just wrong on how you absolutely handled that. I was just like, really? Like, you know, kids are in that kind of place. Why would you even put yourself in a place where kids can actually like find you? That's kind of, I don't know. I was just like, I don't even understand that. That's just weird to me, that whole situation. I didn't understand that. I'm like, not really. Whatever. Look how beautiful Miss Stevie Nicks looks at her age. Yes, Stevie Nicks. You know, I honestly think it's the celebrities. I know it sounds terrible. I honestly think it's the celebrities that don't shoot all that crap into themselves and just let themselves age gracefully and just use, you know, natural techniques and stuff like that. Those, I think, are the ones that look the best. I think once you start shooting that crap into your face, I just think it starts like a chain of insecurity of yourself. Because you know what? Here's the thing. When you go to a doctor who does that cosmetology stuff or does the makeup stuff, that you never walk in there and they say to you, oh, you only need like one little thing. Like, they basically ruin your self-esteem. Like, they'll come in and they'll be like, oh my gosh, you know what? You look good, but there's so many wrinkles around your eyes and, you know, your cheeks, we could do something. And your lips, we could pump them up. And it's like, whoa, dude. Oh my God, like, you just made me a whole new person like that. You know, that's the thing, is that once you start with that stuff, it's almost like an addiction to get all that work constantly done to yourself. So I kind of feel like the ones who are like, screw it, I'm just going to be me and just whatever happens, I'm just going to let myself age and just use exercise or eating healthy or whatever it is to make it work. That's great. Like, I was very surprised. Even Katy Perry this week admitted that she's had stuff shot into her face. And I was like, you know, you're Katy Perry. Like, why should you need to have stuff shot into your face already? Like, so she even admitted to herself that she, something about her underneath her eyes, she wasn't happy with that. So she actually had stuff like shot into underneath her eyes. And I'm like, but here's the thing. Like, I can't believe that she only did one thing underneath her eyes. I kind of feel like once you start with shooting stuff into your body, you just can't stop. Like, you just become addicted to that crap. And it's just like, next thing you know, you're like, you're just fixing so many things. And then once you start it and then you stop it, it's like everything starts to go like, you know, it just starts to kind of like, you know, sag down or whatever. It's like not looking pretty. So I don't know. I just think you should just like leave your stuff alone. And, you know, there's ways. I mean, there's enough. I mean, Jesus, walk into a Sephora. There's like 5,000 products on the wall. Take one of them and shove them on your face. You know, I mean, just you don't need to be sitting there and people like, and also, I don't really like needles. So like, I'd be like, I'm good. Yeah, just me giving blood all is enough for me. That's my acceptance of needles every year, just giving blood. Like, that's all I can do. I can't do anything more than that. More than that, and I'm just kind of like, I'm good, you know. But yeah, no. But yeah, you can look great without putting all that. Don't put all that crap into your face, Jesus. I mean, that's the thing with celebrities. You got to watch that stuff. Yeah, Stevie Nicks is awesome. There's a lot of celebrities that look fantastic, and you wouldn't even know how old they actually are. And I give kudos to the ones that don't sit there and try to make themselves into something different. Who was the one who was doing that? I'm trying to remember her name. She was in Chicago. She was in the movie Chicago, and they just made a comment about it. Like, she doesn't even look like herself anymore because she's gotten so much stuff done to her that it's actually changed Renee Zellweger. Like, it's actually changed her whole facial structure, this what she's done to herself. And I'm just like, no, like, don't do that to yourself. That's, like, horrible. Like, don't change your whole facial structure for that. That's just nasty. That's just kind of disgusting. So, yeah, I kind of have more respect for the ones that don't, don't shoot all that stuff into your face. And I think when you just let yourself age and you just kind of work on things naturally, it puts you into a much, much better situation than what you have going on. Oh, we got another Me Too that just came in, another one. So Kate Upton now is accusing the Guess co-founder, Paul Marciano. So it looks like we got another one hitting the wall there. Okay, this is going to be, I haven't read the details on it, guys, so I can't honestly say, but it just literally came up into the feed that something crazy is going on with that. Wow. So not good. Not good. Wow. Well, we'll see how that actually ends up playing out. We'll see what actually ends up happening. Well, guys, it has been so much fun talking to you guys tonight. I had a great time. I will be back again tomorrow broadcasting. Again, I want to thank our sponsor that we have there. I'm actually going to see if I can just go ahead and I'm going to put on there, say, our sponsor. I just want to say thank you. Thank you to our sponsor. And I'm just giving you guys a thing on there, which is just giving a shout out on this. So we do have our feed is on. So just thank you, our sponsor there. So I just wanted to give you guys that heads up on there to say thank you. And I just want to say also thank you so much to everyone who came in on the broadcast tonight. I love catching up with you guys. And I hope that you guys are having an amazing week. Please stay safe. Stay healthy. Put that hand sanitizer and all kind of stuff going on to make sure you guys don't catch anything. Oh, my God. Scooter, you are the number one fan. Woohoo! Gouda, you rocking it tonight. That's right, Scooter. You are number one. So thank you so much, guys, for joining tonight. It was a lot of fun. I will be back on tomorrow. Try to do a longer broadcast with you guys. Thank you for all the hearts and the love. It's always fun talking to you guys. And again, like I said, stay safe, stay healthy, and make sure to fan and follow on the broadcast. You guys will know when I am on because we got to talk and catch up on stuff and find out what you guys are up to. And I hope you guys are being, pretty good. So love you guys, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Mwah! We got to see tonight. $107 for what? Oh, yeah. I thought that was in the back. I'm sorry. Oh my God, poor Johnny.
Ron.
Thank you.
We gotta go to Kroger real fast because I gotta get back to work. Come on, Tim, come down there.